Distracted driving is a significant problem today in the USA, with about 421,000 accidents annually because of this issue alone. Distracted driving is any activity that takes the driver's focus, mentally and physically, off the task of driving. This can be eating while driving, driving while impaired by alcohol or other drugs, or texting while driving. Out of the 421,000 accidents due to distracted driving, over 330,000 accidents can be attributed to texting and driving. A solution needs to be developed to decrease the amount of fatal and non-fatal accidents associated with texting and driving, and not just on the federal level of the government. The federal government, specifically the legislative branch, should make stricter laws regarding texting and driving. They should enforce harsher punishments, such as steeper fines associated with texting and driving. In addition to steeper penalties, an individual should be subjected to time in jail if they continually text and drive. The primary reason why texting and driving has gotten this severe is the lack of punishments and the lack of regard for this crime, such as the 18 days in jail Reggie Shaw received after killing two men as a result of texting and driving. However, texting and driving is just as deadly as driving while impaired by alcohol. On the technological side of deterring texting and driving, car manufacturers should develop a device that is built in every car located in the driver's seat to detect when a driver is using a mobile device and sending text messages. On the other hand, if an individual is not identified using their phone while driving, they should be rewarded. This incentive program will significantly reduce texting and driving accidents, as a lot of individuals act on motivation and are greatly influenced by extrinsic motivation, which is being motivated by external factors such as money or good grades. In regards to the state government, the completion of driver's education needs to be required before obtaining a driver's license. Driver's education doesn't just teach the laws of the road. It also shows young drivers the dangers that can arise while driving. While I was taking driver's education, I can remember feeling a sense of impending doom as I watched and saw pictures of what can happen to a driver that does not obey the laws of the road. Driver's education mentally prepared me to drive, to expect the unexpected, and to drive not only for myself, but for the others around me. The benefits of the plan I'm proposing is the apparent fewer fatalities and non-fatalities associated with distracted driving. This program is essential to reduce the over 330,000 crashes a year to a far more manageable number. Don't be a statistic.